Shabbos, Kerov Shabbos. A good Erev Shabbos, everyone. This is not Friday. It is Erev Shabbos. We're turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos with tremendous gratitude to our generous series sponsors, Mendy and Zipior Fishman. Aschus v'chai Rivka Basi Borefrid, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, and in memory of Mendy's father's Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. The father Shadav and Aliyah. This is not just Shabbos. This is Shabbos Parshas Yisrael. And the Beis Avraham, others used to say, it's Shavuos Katan. The Shabbos of Kabbalah Satorah is a Shavuos Katan. When we read about Kabbalah Satorah, we don't just read it, we experience it. Whatever's in the Parsha is in our lives. And so this is a big Shabbos, a special Shabbos. We're back at the mountain. And back at the mountain means we're back at the mountain together. So this is a Shabbos of Achdus, of unity. Ki ishechad b'lev echad, v'yichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. So part of turning our Friday into our Shabbos is to feel united, to feel one, to reach out. Call someone that you haven't spoken to in a while. Get ready to stand at the base of that mountain with Achdus by checking in, by caring, by demonstrating love and concern, maybe by forgiving and reconnecting with someone you haven't seen in a long time. It's a big Shabbos. It's also a big Shabbos because it is the Shabbos of the BRS Global Campaign. If you enjoy, if you watch, if you listen to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos all year round, and if it's added any value to your life, please help us, support us, enable us, empower us to continue to teach and spread more. Do your part. If you're a BRS member, you're doing your part. But if you're not, help us. brsonline.org/global, BRSONLINE, brsonline.org/global, and please do your part. Our parsha is Zochar Yom HaShabbos, the kosher in the Decalogue, in the Aseres HaDibros, in the Ten Commandments, is the obligation, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. Zochar Yom HaShabbos, the kosher. Now, it's interesting, because the Torah doesn't just say keep Shabbos. The Torah specifically formulates it as remember Shabbos, Zachor, the Ramban. The Ramban famously says, you fulfill Zachor. We remember Shabbos not only on Shabbos, but in anticipation and preparation for Shabbos. So when you say on Sunday, Hayom Yom Rishon, L'Shabbos. When you say on Wednesday, Hayom Yom Revi, B'Shabbos. When you identify and associate each day of the week in correlated with Shabbos, we are fulfilling that mandate of Zachor. But the Holy, and Rashi says, Shabbos is a day of remembering. Shabbos, a person is in a state of remembering. Rashi says, "Mila zachor nakud bekamatz, sha'adam nimtza b'matzav shel zachira." Zachor b. It's not just remember Shabbos, but on Shabbos, remember. Shabbos is a day of remembering. We experience, we observe Shabbos by being in a state of zachira. Sfasemis explains, what does that mean exactly? So the Sfasemis says, Shabbos, we remember why we were sent to this world. Here's the thing. All week long, we're caught up in this world, this life, pleasure, temptation, impulse, instinct, material, possessions, things, and we think that's the real world. And then we go to Shabbos, and we say, Shabbos is an escape from the real world. In the real world, I go to work. In the real world, I drive a car. In the real world, I engage technology. In the real world, I have to-dos and tasks. Shabbos is an escape from the real world. Says as Fasemis, we have it entirely backwards. Shabbos is the real world. The rest of the week, we forget what the real world can look like. After all, this world is only a prose door. This world is a hallway. It's a passage to the world to come. The world to come, eternity, immortality, that's reality. That's forever. So on Shabbos, which is Me'in Olam Haba, when Shabbos comes and it's a taste of the world to come, that's remembering. So Shabbos, Zochar Yom HaShabbos, the Kodesh, means remember. How can we remember what we really live for? How can we remember what really matters and what life is all about? How can we remember? By once a week going there. Once a week, we already have 25 hours of Me'in Olam Haba. Once a week, we're already in that next place that's called immortality. We tap into immortality and eternity, even in this world. How? Through Shabbos. And that's the Matzav Shel Zechira. To be in that place of remembering is to remember what really matters. What matters is not here and now. What matters is not this world. What matters is not what's temporary. What matters is not what's temporal. What matters is eternity, immortality, and what we can do to achieve it and to position ourselves best in it. And how do we inspire ourselves to remember that? By already experiencing it. How do you experience it? Shabbos. 6 days, shesh yamim ta'avod. 6 days we work. 6 days we're operating in here, now, in this world. And Shabbos, we're already in Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. We're in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba. And therefore, says the Sfasemis, that's why it's Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kodesho. Shabbos, we're supposed to remember what matters and what's true. And we're supposed to forget what's fleeting and what's temporary. And Sfasemis writes that Sadly, often we get it backwards. We remember Hevlei HaOlam, and we forget the tachlis of why we're in this world. So Shabbos is what reorients. Shabbos is what gets our compass back on track. Shabbos is what reminds us our priorities and what matters. So one of the ways that we can turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, we can get ready for Shabbos, is to already anticipate Olam Haba, is to go into that place called remembering. Shabbos, we don't let our guard down. We don't turn it off. We don't disconnect. Shabbos is not the escape, and Shabbos is not the illusion. Shabbos is reality. Shabbos is truth. Shabbos is tachlis l'maisa b'rishis. It's the makor ha-brachos. And the week long, we forget. The week long is what we have to do. The week long is the work of this world. But the reality, the eternity, what we should remember is that we live for Shabbos. So Yiratzon Ribono Shel Olam, help us live for Shabbos. Help us live for Shabbos. Help us turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, because we want to drag eternity Olam Haba into a little bit longer. Start it a little bit earlier to have a Friday, which is not Friday, but Zachor is Yom HaShabbos. How do you remember Shabbos? By not calling it Friday. When you call it Erev Shabbos, don't call it Saturday night, call it Motzei Shabbos. Don't call it Sunday, call it Yom Rishon LeShabbos. When we orient our week around Shabbos, we are fulfilling remembering Shabbos. And Shabbos, we're in a matzav of remembering what really matters, and that is the world to come. Have a beautiful Shabbos, a healthy Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, and the happiest Shabbos. Bishas Hashanah, ay 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 ay